Day 45, or February the 14th. How supportive are you? Our thoughts today are rooted in Numbers chapter 14, verse 11. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the signs I have performed among them?" Now the big picture surrounding this verse. At God's instigation, spies are sent into the Promised Land. One spy came from each of the tribes, 12 in all. They brought back conclusive evidence that the land was truly a land of milk and honey. But the people were unconvinced when they heard that only 2 of the 12 spies were urging them to believe God and claim the land. This resulted in revolt in the camp, and the whole nation was condemned to 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, during which time that faithless generation would die. The Israelites rebel against God, and Moses prays for them to get another chance, and they are duly pardoned. However, they would still wander in the wilderness due to their lack of faith. And now today's action step. God tests Moses by appearing to lose patience with the Israelites and threatening to destroy his unbelieving people and create a new nation through the descendants of Moses. It was clearly a test because there was no way God would break his promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The reaction of Moses is very interesting. He argues with God that if this happened, other nations would lose respect for the living God, who has done such marvelous things for the Israelites. He begs God to forgive his wayward people and give them another chance. God's reputation was of paramount importance to Moses. Do you defend God's reputation as vehemently as this? The biggest area of failure can often be within the church itself. We stain the name of God by criticizing fellow Christians. We need to stop. If we don't speak positively about our God and His church, who will?